Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And now the House has had its say. Yesterday, the president proposed extending for just 1 year insurance plans that were set to expire because they don't comply with the Affordable Care Act. Today, the House voted on its own fix, one that would also allow those plans to extend and allow insurance companies to sell non-complying plans to new customers. The Keep Your Health Plan Act, sponsored by Michigan Republican Fred Upton, passed 261 to 157, with 39 Democrats voting for the bill.
The White House has promised to veto the House bill because the point of the extension is to help customers transition to better plans, not sell them old ones. And our next guest agrees. But Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager is still undecided about the president's fix. The year-long extension is voluntary. State insurance commissioners and insurance companies have to agree to take it up. And they're divided. Washington State's Insurance Commissioner Mike Creedler said, no thanks. It's too complicated to reverse what's already been done. Arkansas also said no. But California, Florida, Kentucky have all signed on. So let's hear what Kansas Commissioner Prager is thinking. Commissioner Prager, you are still on the fence, right?
We're going to meet with our companies. We need to decide what's in everyone's best interest. Our first, of course, responsibility is to the consumers, and we want to do everything we can to mitigate any kind of gap in coverage. The problems are really dramatically increased because the federal website isn't working.
Well, that was supposed to be the point of the president's fix, that allowing insurers to extend these non-complying plans for a year, they would have had to have lapsed at the end of this year, 2013. The idea of extending them was that insurance companies would then have to take two steps. They'd have to tell consumers what their plans were lacking, and they'd have to tell them about better plans. So
right.
Wouldn't the fix do just what you've just said, be better for consumers so they have more time to decide what to do?
I think what the president has proposed probably is a logical approach. You know, companies already had the ability to let people stay on their plans until their renewal date, which could have been sometime in 2014. So some of the companies had decided to take the approach of, well, they're going to be eligible for better coverage and perhaps with a subsidy, a tax credit, if they go on the exchange. So some companies, and in fact here in Kansas, our largest insurer in the individual market has done that. They did issue cancellation letters. So it is voluntary on the part of the companies, and in a sense, what the president is doing is shifting the responsibility for making a decision back on the states.
Yeah. Well, and as you make your decision, what other questions do you have?
Well, what we need to find out from the companies is, are they going to have to file new rates with us, for example, because this potentially changes the marketplace for them. I mean, we have to be very concerned also about premiums going up.
Let's explain to people that everything's already been negotiated. And the thinking was that these plans, because they were non-complying, they weren't part of the negotiations that have been taking place. So you don't know what insurers might say they will now cost.
That's exactly right. We have to be concerned about company solvency. I mean, rates have to reflect what they need to pay in terms of their claims experience.
So meanwhile, going forward, is one of your concerns a practical one? We're hearing that some states are worried that these plans have all been purged from their computer systems.
That's right. They've changed their computer systems. They're going to have to issue new policies because those policies that they were told were canceled now are going to have to be reissued. There's still just an awful lot of questions, and I think we're all trying to figure out just where we go from here.
Well, and here's some more opinion. Patrick Garrity of the insurance company Florida Blue told the New York Times he thought the change was the right thing to do. California's insurance commissioner Dave Jones has already forced two companies there, Blue Shield and Anthem Blue Cross, to delay cancellations. Are you talking to other state commissioners?
Yes. In fact, we had a conference call yesterday after the announcement, and we think gaps in coverage has to be our primary focus, and this appears to be a pretty good fix. And so I would imagine that most states are going to say, let these plans go forward into 2014. Let's not have people be dropped. I would say that it's temporary. And it does not anticipate that those plans would be available beyond 2014.
Well, it sort of anticipates that they won't. I think the president is assuming that the Obamacare law will continue to be implemented so that those plans will not be allowed because they don't comply.
They don't. And here's the problem with allowing plans that are have skinnier benefits. People that want those are the younger, healthier folks. You pull them out of the regular pool, and you have what we call adverse selection. You have the people that stay with the richer benefits tend to be sicker and more costly. So when you start segmenting that market, you really create problems for those that want the better coverage.
Well, and just to see if I've heard you clearly, I mean, the idea is that these non-complying plans are very, very low cost, but they also don't provide a lot of health care. In fact, Howard Dean, former Vermont governor and doctor, says that a lot of these plans will actually pull coverage when you're sick, exactly when you need it. So aren't a lot of these plans really not, you know, giving them the protection they need anyway?
Absolutely. They look good until you need health care services. And oftentimes people don't even realize how limited their plan is. They just know that, gee, I only have to pay $100 a month. And then they try to utilize the services and realize that the co-pays that they have can be extremely high. The new law puts caps on out-of-pocket expense, but some of these older policies don't have caps, and you can run up some fairly significant health care costs. A lot of the medical bankruptcies that are occurring today are with people that had insurance and thought they were protected.
Yeah. That's Sandy Prager, the insurance commissioner of Kansas, trying to decide, and it sounds like leaning towards taking up the president's offer of extending these non-complying plans, at least for one more year. But we'll see what you decide, Commissioner Prager. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're so welcome, Robin. Thank you.